the birthday of Sparky. And we've got Fireman Kenny on the line this morning.
Well, good morning, Rick. Good morning to all the listeners. KMG 365, Fireman Kenny's on the air. Hoping to wish Sparky a happy 70th birthday. So on this day in 1851, Steve Dombrich, former product manager and creative director at NFPA, developed Sparky the Fire Dog to be a mascot for fire protection, fire safety. So the NFPA has been using Sparky the Fire Dog since 1951. Came up with the idea because remember that Smokey Bear is about 6.5 years older than Sparky. So Sparky the Fire Dog has now become one of the most iconic symbols of fire safety in the United States.
And he's definitely older than McGruff the Crime Dog.
Yeah, I think he is, as a matter of fact. So, again, we always need a symbol, somebody that's going to be the spokesperson for our cause. So Sparky the Fire Dog is that spokesperson for our cause starting in 1951.
Or spokespuppy.
Our spokespuppy, correct.
You know, whichever works, I guess. So, and kids get exposed to Sparky real soon, don't they? Real early.
Yeah, so in normal years, pre-COVID years, we would have Sparky the Fire Dog go to the schools. So we, for our pre-K kids, they get introduced to Sparky with our, so Sparky the Fire Dog rides along with our firefighters into the schools. So usually the pre-K and the kindergarten kids get to see Sparky. And then usually Sparky will make an appearance at our open house. And we get to see Sparky greeting all of the guests and get to see Sparky do all sorts of different firefighting activities. So if you saw a couple of years ago on our Facebook page, Sparky spent several days cleaning up the station, doing all the window cleaning and cleaning the pole, the sample of the pole that's in the front lobby, all sorts of things that Sparky has to do to keep everybody safe. And to keep the message of fire safety going.
All right. And if people want to find out more, is there a website?
Yeah. So Sparky's got his own website. It's www.sparky.org. And there is even a little introduction about Sparky's birthday on the website for today.
All right. Anything else people should know about Sparky?
Well, as everybody knows, Sparky is a Dalmatian. The Dalmatian was chosen just because the Dalmatian was the dog of choice for firehouses in America during the time when the fire engines were run by horses. So the Dalmatian did a really good job of keeping the horses in line, kept them from climbing the steps to get to the hayloft. So the Dalmatian was kind of an authoritative dog when it comes to the horses. So actually he had more of an authoritative look back in the 50s and the 60s. And then as the years went on, they kind of softened his look and softened his demeanor to make Sparky more of a friend to children rather than an authoritative role.
Gotcha. Interesting to see how that kind of develops over time, right?
Exactly. Because we want to be able to get the message across without scaring somebody into the message. So we want them to embrace those fire safety messages, kind of the same way our firefighters do with children and adults, and when we do our fire inspections, we want to make sure, just like Sparky, that those fire safety messages are embraced by everybody that receives those messages.
And that's part of the reason you do some of that, when possible, in turnout gear.
Exactly. So that way, when Sparky's in his turnout gear, most of the time our firefighters will be in their turnout gear, kind of showing a very friendly and warming and welcoming kind of message towards fire safety.
All right. 70 years of Sparky.
70 years of Sparky, and then we'll have Smokey the Bear will be 77 coming up in August, so we can talk about Smokey the Bear in August sometime when we're wishing him a happy birthday.
There we go. That sounds good. All right. Well, I know you've got stuff to do this morning, so we'll have our regular monthly chat. What are we at? A couple of weeks, I think.
I think about 2 weeks, correct.
All right. Sounds good. Thank you.
Hey, KMG 365, Fireman Kenny's returning to quarters.
101.3 WIBD AM 1470.